Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. It is Monday, the 21st of April, day after Easter, and we're all back.
Back to school, back to work. We turn the page on spring, and we are learning some sad news this morning. I'm Scott Spaziano, there's Sandy Waters. Pope Francis has died at the age of 88, just one day after appearing in St. Peter's Square for the Catholic masses. It was pretty sudden. I mean, it was all over TV yesterday. Hey, the Pope's back. He's out. And he passed away just a few hours ago. And all the news is coming out now from the Vatican. So that's that.
I don't know how sudden it was. He's been, sick. He's been ill.
Mm-hmm.
But how about that? You think you feel like a little under the weather and you're like, nah, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Pope Francis spoke in front of people.
Yeah, he was. And they said he was like not feeling well. And
no.
He still did it. Plus, he's like, no, put me in the Pope mobile. I want to drive around and like greet people and kiss babies and the whole package. And he did.
I wonder how much of it he was like, yes, I need to do this. And how much of it was like his people were like, hey, you need to do this.
Ooh.
I'm always curious
how
about
much
that.
He was after, pushed. Yeah.
Yeah. After watching The Crown, I don't know if anyone got into The Crown, but you see the behind the scenes of what happens. And I'm like, now mm-hmm. I wonder about all of it. Because a lot of it is orchestrated, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's planned. It's a lot of it's symbolic and traditional, you know. But he was untraditional. He didn't even want to stay in the papal apartment. It's all lavish and crazy. Mm. He paid for his own bills. He drove like a beater car, and he didn't like to wear all the flashy attire. He just white. He was, and he was a janitor and a bouncer at a nightclub when he was younger. And
then I did not know that. What?
Yes, Jorge Mario Bergoglio.
I didn't know that.
And yeah. And he loved his wine and all that kind of stuff when he was, younger.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. And there are probably someone has stories about him. If he's a bouncer in a club.
Well, 58 years ago, he was. So he when he's 32 or 33, he decided to come to the church.
Oh my gosh, that's that is a riot. Wild people story, probably do have such funny stories about.
You know, I was just kind of like doing a deep dive this morning before the show started. Fascinating. Fascinating man, fascinating life, fascinating stories. So yes, Pope Francis has died at the age of 88, just one day after the holiest day in the Catholic world of Easter. And I guess there's 8 days of Easter after Easter, called the, I forget what it's called. But I guess another pope.
Wow. Also, you tripped at the finish line.
What's eight in another language? Anyway.
Latin, you would have to say, right?
Yeah.
It would have to be in Latin if you're trying to...
Anyway, so yeah. So I guess another pope had died during the 8 days of Easter also in the past. So very almost symbolic and ironic that he, you know, made it to the holiest day for the Catholic Church.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, today we're going to look at, you know, first of all, nice day yesterday for Easter, wasn't that?
Oh, it was pretty sun.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little chilly, but, you know, day before is even nicer. I mean, today we're looking at possible showers and thunderstorm. Breezy skies, though, 65 degrees. And tomorrow back to partly sunny, a little cooler, about 55 or 56. But
that changed.
It feels, yeah.
That changed yesterday. It was supposed to be 70s tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bummer.
It's okay.
That's
later in the week, I think. Later in the week, I think they're saying. But, you know, it changes. Nah, what are you going to do? So, back to school today. My daughter was fighting it. She didn't want to take her shower before getting up to go to school tomorrow. I don't want to go to school.
So, don't let her take a shower. Do you really fight? Is that a battle you fight?
Well, it was kind of like... we had to kind of get a shower for Easter, you know, to go put the Easter dress on and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kids are grimy anyhow. Who cares?
Yeah. It's been since like last Wednesday, so.
Wait.
No, I'm joking.
Oh, God.
I'm joking.
Okay, wait, maybe that's a battle you should fight.
Yeah, see, as you pick your battles.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yes, welcome back from vacation.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hop, hop.
Okay. So now, yeah, I know. How was everyone's Easter? Was it good? Very good.
It was very good.
Now,
it was nice weather, which is nice.
Oh my gosh. So the kids did. I have a 20-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, hey, it'll be fun if we do role reversal. We'll hide the eggs for you and Dad.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I'm like, so they okay.
So they followed through on it. You were kind of rumbling about that last week.
They did. Yeah, they did. And Saturday was a crazy night, and we'll get into that later, but my husband and I weren't even home, so the girls did, like, they had they colored Easter eggs by themselves because we weren't home. They decorated the house, and it was crazy.
Oh, wow.
But they hid the eggs, whatever. So the next morning, we're looking for the eggs, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't looked for eggs in the house. We do Easter egg hunts, hide the eggs in the house, since I was like, I don't know, middle school.
Okay,
like,
I got a question. Because of egg prices, were they real eggs, or did you guys do marshmallows or potatoes or what?
No, they were real eggs because my daughter bought them.
Damn, ballers in the West Side.
I was not even going to color eggs. I'm like, aren't we aged out of that? Like, I've said it before. I don't like, it doesn't excite me to color eggs. So I'm like, good, we can skip it this year. But my daughter comes home with a Wegmans bag full of eggs and... Mm-hmm. Coloring kit. I go, don't buy the egg coloring kit. Food coloring. Don't buy. Okay, fine. She just loves to waste money. Anyhow, so as I'm looking for the eggs, which again, I haven't done it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I noticed something that I was like shocked about and embarrassed.
What?
Something that I would pride myself in. I discovered I've been living a lie. My house is disgusting. I was like, I'm like a neat freak, crazy person. I think I clean like crazy, one notch below my mother. But as I'm searching high and low for these eggs, I'm like, oh, God. I'm finding cobwebs. I'm finding dust bunnies. I'm like, what the hell? Who cleans this house?
Which was worse, high or low?
I don't. What do you mean, high or low?
Well, was it worse up high or was it worse out down low?
Like, down low.
Yeah.
Baseboards. I think I clean my baseboards. I'm like, God.
Easter dust bunnies.
It's like, damn, I have to do some spring cleaning. Wicked spring cleaning, and it's time, right?
I guess. I mean,
You don't do the spring cleaning.
How you qualify spring cleaning is, you know, like sandblasting everything and starting over. Right. Yeah. I mean, we do the move the furniture a couple times a year.
Yeah. But try it. Try Easter egg hunting in your house, and then you will really learn and discover if you need to spring clean or not.
What's the one trigger that triggers spring cleaning? Is it the weather outside? You know what it is in my house? Really? Which really starts the ball rolling? Is switching the front storm door and the front door from glass.
Yeah, but when do you do that?
It'll be this week because...
This week, why?
Well, people are starting to mow.
When the neighbors are starting to mow,
Take down the thing, and then that's when we'll start. Yeah, that's when we'll start.
Yeah, but that to decide when to switch out the screen door is the question then. Is it the weather, or is it when you hear the first mow?
It's a combination between the weather and the first mow.
Yes,
knowing that we're not going to get any freezing overnight things too much anymore. That's
I need
it.
Bright, sunny days where I can open the window so it's all weather. Then I'll start spring cleaning.
And it seems that once I take the glass out and put the screen in the front door, then I start cleaning from there. I clean the inside of the windows and the outside of the windows, and it just goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. How about this cleaning hack? I had no idea. If anybody has any quirky spring cleaning hacks, 818-2899. So the whole dust with the dryer sheet thing and the baseboards. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that really works.
It catches. Because
I've done it, but it doesn't. It's supposedly supposed to make your baseboards less dusty and prevent the dust from building up. And I don't know.
Because of the wax on it.
Yeah, after this Easter egg hunt, bogus. Hydrogen peroxide, your grout. I stumbled upon that and that freaking works. Do you have tile in your house at all?
Yeah, just in the front. Yeah, in the front foyer. Hydrogen peroxide?
Just leave it there. Spray hydrogen peroxide and just leave it for like 20 minutes and then take like a little brush.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, that freaking works. I've tried everything. It's all you need to do is squirt hydrogen peroxide in the grout and it turns it white. Yes.
I've heard steam, like steam cleaner.
You know,
but
you have to buy it.
Yeah, who's got a steam cleaner, right?
Nope, that works. And this is one that I saw yesterday and I was like, I don't know how that can even work. If you have a sticky label on a jar or old furniture, you know what gets rid of it? So they say peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Rub it on the sticky residue, let it sit for a couple of minutes, then wipe it off. So if you don't have the Goo Gone, I had no idea.
Goo Gone, I've actually tried to make my own Goo Gone when I didn't have any. I'm just thinking you take an orange peel and you squirt the oils from the orange peel.
Did it work?
Backwards. And I always thought it was the citrus which cut the gum.
Well,
the
did
glue.
It work?
Yeah, a little bit. But I'm going to try the peanut butter. I'm going to try
the
peanut butter.
Oh, my God, try the peanut butter.
Yeah.
I'm like, peanut butter? Really? Did anyone ever hear of this? Has anyone ever done it?
No, I've
never. We
need
to do it on First Try Friday for our TV segment.
Yeah, that was a good idea. That's riveting.
I don't know. I thought that...
In the grand scheme of things. But yeah, that would be a good place to give it a try.
You are always such an angry man when I come up with idea. You always poo-poo it. And you know what? Everyone at this TV station loves it.
Yes, they do.
And you're always like, this is stupid.
Well,
this is stupid.
You know me. I don't like to
embarrass
myself.
Well, have some ideas then. Freaking come to the table with something. You can't bitch then.
All right.
98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so there's so much to unpack here. I'm trying to figure out where to start.
You had an emergency with your dog, right?
Yes, but even before that, you know how I was saying the last few weeks, weird things have been happening in the house, just one thing after another, like just little nuisances of life, things breaking and just, it's nothing major, but these are things that are just like...
A lot of weird mojo going on.
Chaos, yeah. And I blamed it on, at first, and my family hates when I say this, but it does line up perfectly with when I went to church and then things started to go crazy in the house. It also lined up with when my daughter brought home these books that she found at an estate sale. So they're very vintage books. In the last time that I went to church, things went crazy in my life. And the last time I bought vintage books, things started to go crazy in my life.
When you went to church, did lightning strike near you by any chance?
I you know what? Pretty much. Because it's so bizarre. So I have said that before, and my family hates when I say that, but I'm like, listen, it happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that good excuse to
Saturday,
get out of church.
Right? I'm like, I can't do it. I can't deal with all that. God is trying to tell me something. Yeah. I don't know what. Maybe stay away from my house because you're a fraud. I don't know what he's telling me. So anyhow, so Saturday, my daughter, because again, she's the favorite. My mother has always wanted one of us to read in church.
Oh, wow.
So my daughter has signed up to be a reader in church.
On Easter Sunday?
Yes. It wasn't on Sunday. It was Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, of course, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Mass. So
Got
it's
to.
The 7 o'clock Mass. So we're there. Now, again, I'm at church.
Mm-hmm.
And I come home. And I look in my closet where I hid the Easter candy. Because, yes, I did cave. And, yes, I am putting together Easter baskets for the kids.
Yeah.
And I look at it now. It's in like tote bags wrapped up, but it is on the floor of my closet.
Oh, no.
And I'm looking through it and I'm like, where the hell? Why do I only have one chocolate bunny? I bought two chocolate bunnies. And I go, wait a minute. But Walter, I have a mini schnauzer.
Right.
Walter never goes in my closet. Never goes in my closet.
No.
It was wrapped up.
He ate the chocolate.
And then, yes, a 7-ounce dark chocolate, solid bunny.
Oh, God. Half a pound.
He's 20 pounds.
Yeah.
I am, like, freaking out. Like, wait, no way. Why would he do that? He doesn't, like, it's so uncharacteristic of him to do something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So my husband's like, okay, we got to call. I don't know who we have to call. There's a new place in East Rochester that just opened up.
What was the dog? Was he like, hey, yummy, I got a sugar buzz? Or was he like sick or what?
When we got home, he was very clingy. He was like resting his face on my shoulder and he was just acting different, but not crazy different. Mm. So once we discovered he ate 7 freaking ounces of dark chocolate, which is the worst I hear.
Yeah, like, dogs and chocolate don't go well together, right?
No. So anyhow, so we're calling the East Rochester Emergency Pet Services, and they're like, listen, we don't have room to take him.
Oh, God.
He's going to have to be hospitalized because that, you know, they worked out the numbers or whatever, and they're like, that is a dangerously toxic level of chocolate that he has had. We're not going to sugarcoat. We're just going to tell you, you need to act on this.
Yeah, I get it.
Because we're like, well, should I just monitor him? And they're like, I wouldn't. I would take him to somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Of course, the next place is Buffalo. So here I am driving to Buffalo. Now
you
the girls
had to drive to Buffalo.
Yes. The girls were so excited because we were going to color Easter eggs when we got home from church. So I'm like, oh, gosh, you girls, I am so sorry. We got to take Walter. We get to the animal hospital in Buffalo, and we're sitting in the waiting room. Now, meanwhile, I'm telling my husband about I go to church, and bad things happen. And he's, of course, saying, you're crazy. So I go to ChatGPT, and
what?
I type it. I totally did. Well, we were in the waiting room quite some time, almost 2 hours. Just waiting to hear word. Anyone who's been through this, I get it now. And I can't even imagine if this was my child, what you parents go through. But anyhow, so I'm going to ChatGPT. Freaking weird things are happening. And you know what ChatGPT says? It sounds like you're in the middle of what we call divine disruption.
Divine disruption.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they're like, it happens when you return to something sacred, like returning to church. Mm-hmm. We stir up parts of our lives that were dormant. And then the evil tries to redirect your path because you're on the path of the light. And like the negative influences are trying to distract you.
Oh my God.
I'm going deep. I'm reading it in the waiting room. There's people listening because there was like a handful of other people in the waiting room, all there for the same reason. Our dogs got into chocolate or something bad. It was wild. We all gave each other a look like, yeah.
Yeah,
you're a bad pet owner too. Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, so I'm like, oh my God. It was just wild. So we get called in. The assistant, it wasn't the doctor, it was the assistant. So what's that title of that person?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, listen, this is a very dangerous level of chocolate.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to keep them overnight if you want.
Oh, no.
If you don't want, we get it. because the bill is $3,000.
Nah!
If you don't, yeah. If you don't, we understand, but we would highly recommend you stay him overnight so we can keep an eye on him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the point that every pet owner talks about, but you don't know what you're going to say when the actual dollar amount is waved in your face.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Been there.
So I'm like, well, yeah, of course. And my husband's like, now, wait a minute. So it's freaking Danger who was like, wait a minute. Can't we just monitor him ourselves? But we ended up keeping him. I'm like, no, we have to. And
so
then,
wait, he ended up staying in Buffalo or no?
He did.
He did.
Man. Even though my husband was like, wait a minute, let's talk about this. I'm like, what? All in front of this dude. He's probably like, you guys.
He probably sees this every single day, right?
I asked him, I'm like, how many couples really debate this?
Oh,
he goes,
it
happens quite often.
Yeah, everybody.
But now here's the question. If he goes into cardiac arrest in the middle of the night, do you want us to administer CPR?
Well, yeah, of course you do. Yeah.
I go, whoa. What kind of heavy question is that? He goes, well, if because of his age, because he's so old, he's 11, which I don't think of Walter as old, but he is. Chances are he won't come out of that cardiac arrest even after CPR the same.
Oh my God.
I go, oh my God, what kind of question is that?
Holy,
I don't know.
Happy Easter.
God. I'm like that. You're asking me to play God right now?
And so, of course like a do not resuscitate kind of thing?
I go, well, what happens when you don't resuscitate? He goes, well, we'll put him to sleep. He won't feel anything. He'll just, he won't know.
Oh my God. That's horrible.
So I said, don't.
You did?
I did.
Was it because of the money?
No, well, no, because I don't want him to, I don't know. It was such a weird out-of-body experience. Like, I feel guilty. Can you not tell him I said no? And he goes, it's okay. Don't feel bad. A lot of people say no.
Oh, my God.
Because of his age, and he's not going to come out of it, like, the same? I don't know. I hear way too many stories.
Disabled at that point, like
he said, I can't guarantee anything. But chances are he won't come because of his age, and
he won't come back normal again.
And I said no. And then all night I could not sleep.
Right, you leave your dog in Buffalo. You've never left him anywhere.
No,
you drive all the way back home. That's an hour and whatever of awkward, like worrying.
It's saying, and then that like hung over my head. I go, God, please don't have him go into a cardiac arrest. Cause I'll feel terrible if I am the reason I don't know. It was, and then he goes, okay, I'll bring Walter in so you could say your goodbyes because this might be the last.
Oh my God!
Honest with you.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
Oh my God, what is happening?
God,
what is happening? It was just. Awful.
Out of body.
But still, that question of if he goes into cardiac arrest, what do you want us to do? I'm like, oh my God, you're asking me to play God. And he goes, it depends on how long. The price could be $900 to $1,000 to maybe $2,000.
More?
Yes. And I was like, how horrible is that? That the money does.
Yeah, it does make a difference. Now, when our little one, our little teacup Yorkie, Lily, went into shock. She had a long story, complications, because we could never get her fixed because she was always too fragile to get her fixed. So she had problems. They're like, 50-50 chance. You got to leave her overnight. And it was the worst. And I was the one who said, no, whatever it costs, make this happen. And my wife was like opposite. Like we were like the opposite. She's like the one who would do anything, but she was like, nah. I'm like, no, make this happen.
On the air, I'm like, no, I'm not spending that kind of money on a dog, right?
Yeah.
And
right.
Until same with you. We were always this and we both flipped.
How much was yours?
It ended up being $3,300 or $3,000, something like $3,000.
Ours was $6,200.
Oh my God. I was like, and my husband is like, I have had real like medical issues that wasn't that much money.
I know. Like, we did care credit. Did they allow you to open up a care credit account where you could pay it, you know, like a little bit at a time?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, wow. So now, the most important thing, everybody's listening wants to know, how is your dog? And what did you do? Did you have to go back on Easter?
We had to go back. I felt terrible with the girls. I'm like, you girls, I am so sorry we didn't have the Easter like you wanted. But yeah. I couldn't sleep at all during the night because I kept thinking, you know, is he still... They called us in the morning, and he was fine. I just have to keep an eye on him. So I didn't end up going to Easter dinner at my sister's because I'm like, I want to keep an eye on him. And Walter was so clingy, and it was like, he's like a little baby.
Yeah.
My family's teasing me for not going to Easter dinner, but I'm like, I got to watch him.
There's no guilt there. Come on. You got a sick pup. So he's going to be okay.
Fine.
He's going to be okay.
He's fine. His stomach is, I don't know. Iron. It's just like, I don't know. It's insane.
There's so many stories about dogs eating the things that they weren't supposed to and having to have surgery to get underwear out and all this kind of stuff. Right.
Not to offend anyone who that has lived through that, but I've always looked at those parents. It's like before you have kids, you judge, right? I'm like, how could you allow your pet to get into something they're not supposed
to? Right?
Like, how terrible are you? And here I am.
989 The Buzz. How are you? It's Pizzano and Sandy. I got a compliment from my wife.
Oh, wait. What?
I got a compliment from my wife Saturday.
Oh, my God. What did she
Who
say?
Knew? Well, I was asked to make scalloped potatoes for Easter Sunday dinner over at my sister-in-law's.
Yeah.
And I'm cooking, and she's on the couch, and she's like, you making it? I'm like, yeah, I'm prepping it now. I'm going to bake it and then just reheat it, you know, yesterday.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you do make the best. And I'm like, thank you, honey.
Oh, my gosh. She complimented your cooking.
Maybe she felt bad for what happened earlier that day.
Oh, why? What happened?
Okay, Saturday, Easter egg hunt, 2 p.m. in the neighborhood. Our street, maybe 30 houses, and it's a cul-de-sac, so it kind of ends. And then so everybody knows everybody. There's no outside... neighbors that go forever down one side and neighbors down the other side. So all the kids, and there's so many now in the neighborhood, it's wonderful for the five-year-old. We all meet at the beginning of the street at Brian's house, and then we work our way down, and we're basically at the other end of the street.
Okay.
And then the kids are done. 2 o'clock. I'm like, I asked Jill on Thursday, I'm like, what time? 2 o'clock on Saturday. Well, Friday, I'm going to go to the camper. I'm going to get everything packed. I'm going to have a thing with my sister and her friends. Okay, make sure you're back on Saturday because 2 o'clock is the Easter egg hunt.
Okay.
All right. So I'm ready at 1 o'clock. Allie's ready at 1 o'clock. And Jill's getting ready. She's in her robe, doing her hair. And I'm letting the dog out quick. And she goes, Scott. I'm like, what? She yells over the banister. She's like, the Easter egg hunt's at 1. It's now. Go, 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 go. I'm like, oh, Jesus. It's 1:05, and I have a little red wagon. I've got to go 30 houses down, and I can see the people. I can see them all waiting for us down at the end, like we're on this slow motion walk marathon.
Oh, they waited for you?
They didn't wait for us. I'm like, I waved them. I'm like, do this, and then
you-
they. The kids
you were
scattered.
10 minutes late by the time you actually got there.
Yeah,
you can't wait.
Yeah.
You can't make kids wait that long.
Yeah.
Good thing you were ready and Ellie was ready. Oh, so you think it was guilt? It was a guilt compliment?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I'll take it.
Spezzano and Sandy, 98.9 The Buzz.
Monday after Easter, it's Scott Spezzano, Sandy Waters, and learning news that Pope Francis has died at the age of 88, immediately right after all the Easter Sunday. We'll get more information on that in your news coming up. But I do want to bring Kevin Bacon back.
Oh, my God. Okay, so when we hear stories like this, do we get jealous if you don't live in the town that's being spotlighted? If you live in Fairport right now, going to work, bragging about how great it is that you're from Fairport.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Yes. good for you. One of the hottest neighborhoods in the U.S., according to the popular real estate brokerage platform Redfin, is Fairport. Coming in number 4th hottest neighborhood in the United States of America.
Wow. Fairport experiencing a surge in popularity due to its vibrant community, it says, and appealing amenities.
Yes.
What are the appealing amenities you guys got?
Got the canal. That beautiful canal.
There's other towns that have the canal.
Yeah. You got
what about Fairport makes it fourth hottest in the U.S.?
Well, that you can't get there from here.
Ah,
Main Street Bridge is closed too. You know, they did a whole bunch of different, you know, angles on it, like real estate, like houses.
Well, no, I want to put it out there. Oh. What is it about Fairport? If you live in Fairport, because everyone has pride in their town,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Whether you born and raised there and live there your entire life, or you move there, nobody says, hey, I hate my town, right? You feel like you need to be proud.
Yeah.
So if you live in Fairport, what about your town? Do like the Fairport Flex or something. What about your Fairport town Flex. Makes it?
I love it. Fairport Electric's a huge draw if I live there.
You know what?
You know?
I would say that would be the Fairport Flex.
Yeah. I mean, houses are going 2 days faster than any other place around here. An average of 8 days on the market. And
yeah, but I kind of feel like, okay, fine. In writing, it says 2 days faster, but I kind of feel like everywhere houses are not on the market long. There's a house sold in my neighborhood before the for sale sign went up.
Yeah.
Monroe, in New York.
Monroe County is one of the top places in the country for real estate. What do you think the average of price of a house in Fairport sells for?
Oh, I saw the answer.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Anybody?
What is the average house in Fairport?
Median price is up almost 10% from a year ago. You're talking $350,000.
I actually think that's low.
That's median. So a lot higher.
Nowadays,
a couple lower. Hmm.
It is insane it's just insane. It's wild. In my neighborhood, prices, houses are going for, what was the last house that went up for sale? It's like $700? Like
$700? Damn,
it was crazy. Not in my neighborhood. No,
yeah.
I don't live in that kind of neighborhood.
Wait,
but yeah.
You said it is in your neighborhood.
I know, but it doesn't make sense why it's in my neighborhood. Yeah. Like it's the prices are so crazy.
I know. Anyway, so that's really, really great. They tapped over 150 most populated metro areas. And they came up with a year's worth of data, and Fairport's number four in the United States.
Is it because Jimmy Fallon always pays a visit? Is it because the nightlife is now in Fairport?
Is it because Tommy Burnett has Iron Smoke there?
Are you kissing up to Tommy Burnett? Like,
no, he's a friend of mine.
I know, but then...
Well, Connery's is there. I mean, you know, Jimmy Fallon shows
dropping.
Up. That's a big thing there. That's one of the biggest things in Fairport.
I know, but everybody goes. You're right. The nightlife. That's what I said. The nightlife in Fairport.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Are you jealous? I don't ever see Webster making the list.
I'm not jealous.
Yeah, you are. You have to be. I am.
No, I don't. I think it's great. It just helps our area. You know, like I said, we're the center of the universe. We're the Kevin Bacon. Everything is 6 degrees of separation right here. Here we are.
Oh, so you latch onto it as if it's like yours, too.
I do, yeah. I think that's more like it.
There you go.
I don't envy or jealous. I just kind of like ride the coattails of the good stuff that's happening.
Okay, either call in Fairport Flex, or is there ever been a West Side town to make one of these lists? It's always like Fairport, Pittsburgh, Canandaigua.
I get it now. I understand your...
I'm very jealous.
Your empty feeling of...
Anyhow, congratulations to Fairport, named fourth hottest neighborhood in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up on the show, Jerker Justified, this is where we decide the moral compass in Rochester. You have to weigh in on this. Our Buzz fam, a listener who said she wants to remain anonymous.
Because listen to this.
Who her mom invited to Easter dinner without warning.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews. the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Jerk.
Or justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy.
Okay, deciding the moral compass in Rochester, weigh in on this. 818-2899. From the Buzz fam. My mom invited my stepsister to Easter without warning.
Huh.
Sounds like no big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she says we haven't spoken to her in years.
Uh-oh.
Long story, but she is just a terrible person.
Oh.
Money hungry, evil woman.
Oh, God. Somebody's got a chip on their shoulder.
It was very awkward. Her dad is no longer in our lives either. So, all right.
Whoa.
So here we go. My mom invited my stepsister. So, okay. Mom and this guy no longer together. Stepsister hasn't talked to in forever. She invites her to dinner. Quote, remember, she's a terrible person, money hungry, and an evil woman.
Wow. So who's on trial? Mom for inviting the stepsister? Or this person for having a problem with it?
Wow, I know how you feel about this. No, mom, I guess.
Okay.
Because how many scenarios do we have? Does anyone else have this where you show up to Easter dinner and somebody was there that you did not think was going to be there? Is this the time and place to make amends, try to make amends, patch the family back together?
Mom's a dreamer, huh?
I don't know. I mean, it's not even her daughter. That's what's so fascinating about this, right? If she's no longer with the stepsister's dad.
Right.
So mom has really no connection to this person.
Right. Unless when you're a mom, you develop a bond with your kids or stepkids, right? Mm-hmm. Some don't. There's always a dynamic between the real children and the stepchildren, right? This is a good one. 818-2899. Call us up and vote jerk or justified. Oh, hi, The Buzz. Who's this?
Good morning.
Okay. Oh, hey, Bill's Mafia Ken. Is that you?
Yes, sir.
Buddy. How do you call this? Jerk or justified?
Justified. Mom does what mom wants to do.
Oh, yeah, very true. The matriarch.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you
is
don't
it
like
because
it.
It's mom? What if it was you? Is it just because mom has hierarchy of the family and she dictates?
Absolutely.
Or, yeah.
Okay. So if it was anyone else, though, would they be jerk or justified?
Probably jerk.
Yeah.
Ah, it's only because it's mom.
Yeah. You know. And
that's interesting.
Yeah, you can't veto mom.
Correct.
So then, therefore, justified. Okay, thanks, man. You know, I get the kind-heartedness of the wanting to, you know, bring everybody together. My mom was like that, but it still turned out, didn't work out so well with other family members. And she was the glue that held all of us and the step side of my family together. And when she passed, it just exploded. It's like she was the only reason it was sticking together like that. So in good faith, if mom's trying to kind of bring it all together, I see the intent, but I think it's a jerk move.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I mean, she's seeing everything through rose-colored glasses, right? Let's make amends. Yeah. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
It's not fair to that. So I think I'm going to call it a jerk. How about you?
Oh, my gosh. I totally did not think you were going to say that. Because you are that type of person that will just invite everybody. You live through those rose-colored glasses yourself. You would love for everybody to just always get along.
Get along, yes.
I could see you doing something like this. No?
No.
Oh, no. Did I read you wrong? Did you see the look he just gave me?
You read me wrong. No. I'm a bit grudgy. I hold grudges. That's
how
I admit.
Oh, you do hold grudges. Yeah, you know what? You're right. Okay, it makes sense why you put it under
Good morning, The Buzz. Is mom a jerk or justified for inviting the estranged former stepsister?
Hi, Teacher Tracy.
Teacher Tracy, back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay. I need more information. Is Easter being hosted by mom?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Then she is justified.
Oh, okay. There's
some good evidence. She's the host, and she's doing all the cooking. She can invite whoever she wants.
Yeah, but without warning, I'm with Scott. I think it's jerk. You have to warn the family.
Yeah,
well,
but
it is a holy day, and she's trying to keep the peace.
Right.
She's
see, that's... Yeah, I can see her intention. It's just... nothing good can come out of it.
You
though,
know why she didn't tell everybody. She didn't give everybody warning because she didn't want anyone bailing out.
Right, yeah, exactly. Right. Then there'd be all this. Then there'd be all this leftover Easter lasagna. You know.
Oh, that could be a good thing. You know, all right.
I hesitate to call any mom a jerk.
Right.
But if somebody else in the family had been hosting it and she brought the stepsister with her, then that would be a jerk.
Oh, I see. All
but
right.
If she's the host and she's doing all the cooking, she can do whatever she wants.
All right, you're in the justified side. Good day.
Right.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks. You.
Bye, honey. Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Messages coming in. Jerk, you don't get to blindside the whole family. If you want to rebuild bridges, do it outside of the holiday ham. I know the holidays are the right time to do this. I mean, the holidays should be. I mean, on paper, it sounds like, yeah.
In theory.
But then you're
going
to ruin the holiday. I don't know. Okay, so that was jerk. Let's say, what else? Jerk, that's a dirty move. You know they bring drama and didn't even give people a heads up. That's not peace and love. That's sabotage. Mom's trying to sabotage the meal.
A little ham with a side of sabotage.
Oh, my God. What? Okay. Yeah, I think this is going to be jerk. Jerk, you invited the human tornado and didn't even warn anyone?
I love that one.
Jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how Easter turns into WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I don't know if it got that bad, but okay.
Okay, it's awkward.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9.
Poor mom. She meant well.
Now,
she meant well.
If any of you have a good juicy story that you want to share about Easter and the uninvited guest, please let us know. 818-2899. Coming up on the show, why so many people are going on a buying spree for baby stuff.
What?
Yep. And Wendy's throwing shade at Katy Perry.
Making Rochester mornings more fun since 1999. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, here's the question, and maybe we can bring Sabrina in on this. Sabrina is just shadowing us, observing from Our Lady of Mercy.
Yep. Hi,
High
Sabrina.
High school senior.
Hello.
Yeah.
So we've seen this time and time again where the younger generation is not interested in having kids. Where do you fall on that? Is that true to you, Sabrina? Not that, I mean, you're too young right now to be thinking about this, but the younger generation is saying, I don't even want kids at all.
What do you say?
Well, I do want kids. I want one, but if I It depends on the gender. If I have a girl first, I'm going to have two. But if I have my boy first,
then
I'm done.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, you want a boy, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
Why is that weird?
She's got brothers. She loves her brothers.
Yeah.
Right? I know, but
and I've got the perfect name picked out.
What?
And it's going to sound weird as a girl. Mateo for a boy. And, you know, there's a girl name called Matea, but I don't know. Matea sounds like a weird name to me.
Matea.
Okay.
It's a beautiful name.
So I feel like Mateo is a better name.
Mateo.
Yeah, right. For a boy.
Maybe that's another discussion for another day. That is interesting, though, how you're going to keep trying until you have a boy. But here's the thing. There's another reason why the younger generation is saying no to having kids. The tariff announcement has prompted a buying spree among expectant parents who are rushing to purchase baby gear before prices increase. Munchkin is a huge baby product company.
Okay.
And they're saying they have halted orders from China, implementing a hiring freeze at its California headquarters. And the CEO says that manufacturers lack the necessary tooling, automation, skilled labor to produce complex baby products domestically. So therefore, the prices are going to go up. So therefore, having kids is going to cost a lot more, they say. Which now, I don't know, is this like going to exacerbate the idea of people not wanting kids? Are you not going to start a family because it costs so much? Or do you even think about that? 818-2899. Wow,
I'm just thinking. I don't think that would be a deal breaker. I don't. I really
you
don't.
You don't?
No, no. I mean, there's so many reasons to have a child, right? Or so many reasons to not. And I don't think it'd be, it's going to cost $20 more for a baby monitor.
You hear that. People say that, though. It's just too expensive to have kids.
I think it's true.
Yeah. I mean, would that deter you if it's...
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, they want to have kids, when they're at a younger age, 25, 30. Mm-hmm. Oh. And I feel like at that age, finance, it's an important thing.
And you don't necessarily, you're not making your max amount of money when you're younger.
Yeah.
Right? Are you ever going to be financially ready to have kids? How many times do we hear that? You're never financially ready because no matter what, tariffs or no tariffs, it's freaking expensive to have kids.
Well,
they're little money vacuums.
And as the world goes on and we all get older, everything's going to be more expensive anyway. It's just the way it is. Nothing ever will ever go down. So, you also kind of know that, right? You kind of take that into account.
They say that just raising a kid, average first year expenses, $20,000.
First year?
First year. Whew. Actually, I thought that was going to be higher.
Really?
Yeah, the first year, that's the most expensive, isn't it? You got diapers alone. Would you ever go back to, let's say the price of diapers went crazy, crazy high. Would you go back to cloth diapers?
Having never been to cloth diapers before? It might be an option if it really killed the,
You would?
Yeah.
No, I experienced cloth diapers with my younger sister.
Not good.
I don't know why mom was doing cloth diapers, but she was doing cloth. It was disgusting. It was horrible. I will pay whatever price. $50, a diaper, fine. It was horrible. Anyone still do that? Is that still a thing?
The cloth diaper world?
Yeah, remember? What was that? What was the company called that would come pick up your dirty diapers?
Didy. Diaper
is that
service.
Still around? It's going to make a resurgence. If it's not, I'm sure.
Time to start a new business.
But I would. I don't know if I would go back there.
You know what would really consume me, having just been through it, and thank God now we're out of it, is childcare and pre-K, kind of taking a kid to childcare. That's the biggest expense, I think. Out of all
is
of
childcare prices going up?
Oh,
does anyone know?
Astronomical. It's like a car payment of a week. It's crazy. It could be $300, $400, $500 a week.
See, here's the thing, though, with childcare. You don't want a discount in childcare.
No, you don't. No.
It's like, right, those are the people that are taking, your daycare provider probably interacts with your kid more than you do as a parent, which is so sad to say, but there are so many parents that would agree.
Yeah, and if you were, if you both work and, you got an infant, you can only take so much time off, then, the infant ward at the daycare is way wicked expensive. Way wicked expensive. But isn't it funny that the tariffs are causing such a ripple effect that
that a lot of people wouldn't think it would be. And all of a sudden it's like, you know?
Now, Jill Schlesinger, who works for CBS Mornings, she's the business analyst there. She comes on the air with us every week. And she even said it last week or the week before. It's on the podcast if you missed it. But she was like, yeah, if you can afford to buy things and you're already planning on it, go for it now. Otherwise, don't just rush to the stores because it's going to happen like it happened with the paper towels during COVID. If everybody all of a sudden becomes hoarders, that's going to increase the prices and that's not going to leave enough for the people who really need it.
If there's a big ticket item that you know is going to be going up and you're in the market, you know, like you're kind of like ready, it's better to pull the trigger sooner than later. And if you can, right?
Yeah. I don't know. But I don't know if that's making you second guess having kids or not.
98.9 The Buzz.
All right. If there's a company and they are very active on social media, do they have to always stay professional? Can they assume a personality and throw shade?
I would prefer who follows a company? It's got to be different, right? They got to be different.
Okay, so you appreciate them taking on like a personality.
Yeah. Or a take or being kind of ironic or smarmy. Yeah.
Okay, so it's Spezzano and Sandy. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to listen to us. This is the debate on social media. Is Wendy's the company, are they professional or are they funny? They're throwing shade at Katy Perry.
Okay, how? What are they saying?
So now, and I did not realize, it took me by surprise all the backlash that Katy Perry and the rest of the women received after shuttling out of space and coming back.
Right.
So much backlash.
Yeah.
And Wendy's was one of the companies to throw shade. So they said, you know, it was like Katy Perry landed, whatever, after going into space. Mm-hmm. And their post, I think it was to X, they're like, can we send her back?
Oh.
And then they like, it was like, wait, they just said that? Can we send her back? That's all it said. It was like a repost. Can we send her back? And then, you know, and then they did another one that said, I kissed the ground and I liked it. That's a her song. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That. But anyhow, so everyone was like, oh my gosh, why would they just say that? Can we send her back? That's so weird. Why would Wendy's, a company, do that? And in response, they said, Wendy said, we always bring a little spice to our socials, but Wendy's has a ton of respect for Katy Perry and her out of this world talent. Maintaining their signature witty tone without issuing a formal apology. Companies that try to be witty and funny, do you appreciate that? Or do you look at it like, okay, that's a little bit...
Oh, no, I want that to happen. I want that to happen. But the funny thing is, just like any... Just between you and your friends or you and your loved ones, when you send them a text, it could be misconstrued.
Like, that
this
is true.
This could have been like, hey, we loved it when she went into space. Do it again. You had a great message. It could have meant that.
They didn't say that. It meant that.
But they left it at that.
I don't know if I like the, I think it's trying too hard. When I see companies trying to be witty, it's like, okay, you're trying too hard.
Well, okay.
I don't like it.
I think it crosses the line. Who's in charge of a corporate, social media account?
Probably the youngest kid on the team.
Probably someone under the age of 50, right?
Right.
if not younger. So you have liberty to, and you're being told to keep it poppy, keep it culturally, keep it
It's smarmy. Trying too hard. I'm not going to like a company just because they're funny on social. Wendy's got so much talk about this. One X post. Can we send her back?
Yeah.
People were jumping on saying, oh my gosh, I don't like fast food, but I do now. I'm going to Wendy's today.
See? Boom.
Other people said, oh my God, this is totally out of line, and I will never step foot into Wendy's again. I mean, it was very polarizing.
Yeah, it was. And I'd say that any pub is good pub. Look, we're talking about it.
We are, but does it make somebody want to go get a burger from Wendy's? I think it's in poor taste.
Yes, psychologically, subconsciously, it does.
Then I wonder, like, really, seriously, why is everyone throwing hate at these, women who went up to space. And I was telling my husband, because, you know, as we were in the waiting room of the animal emergency, there was a lot to talk about in there for 2 hours. But I was like, I don't get it why everybody is throwing hate. And I've heard the women say, like Gayle King say, if this was an all-male crew, would they get as much backlash as we have gotten?
Or and coverage, right?
I was buying into that. I was like, yeah, that is pretty messed up. And my husband was like, okay, now really think about it. It doesn't matter if it's, this is his point of view where I'm like, oh yeah, maybe I'm thinking about it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. He's like, that whole thing was all marketing.
Mm-hmm.
All marketing. Like Katy Perry showing her set list. I didn't like that. I was like, okay, why?
I think a lot of people were just like, oh, look, rich people in space.
Yes, right.
And yeah, and okay, power to the people, you know, female power, yeah, got that. But then, you know, they each paid, you know, a couple million bucks to get on the ride for 11 minutes, and it was a hoop to hoop, and it was marketed.
So what do you see it? Do you see it as marketing, or did you see it as an empowering moment?
Honestly, I saw it as a little of both. I just saw that. I'm like, well, that's cool, you know, that happened, but I got a little ick out of it. I mean, the only thing I really took out of it was, my God, like, this is so commercialized. And what if it just, like, blows up in space? It'd be, like, the biggest tragedy in the world and, like, that kind of thing. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Hey, it's Sheila, by the way.
Sheila, by the way. Hi, hon. Yeah.
Did you see that whole a spaceship as marketing ick, like Scotty said, or empowering?
I saw it as very, very poor timing in today's climate where all of our essential services are being gutted.
Okay.
And rich people and the whole package.
Sorry.
Yeah,
it's Bezos. I'm like, really? You got the, you know, a lot of people refer to as the oligarchs sending rich public women that aren't astronauts into space as a stunt. It's really poor timing. It's not shade on the women. It's shade on the timing and the event and the millions spent to do it when we're in some crises for our poor and for our marginalized people right now. It's pretty gross in my
opinion. Okay, so now what do you think about the whole Wendy's response? What side of that are you on?
Freaking hilarious.
You think it's funny?
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I the only person that thinks when a company tries too hard to be witty, it doesn't, it gives me the ick. That gives me the ick.
Okay, so it was unprofessional of them, but it's funny.
I know.
I'm a little surprised at the backlash. I'm like, oh my gosh, all they said is, can we send her back?
Right.
You
know, I
know. So what?
You know, in a way, what's more boring on Earth, a corporate large company's social media account or like watching paint dry? Like, really? Like, why would I ever follow some corporation's social media? Like, what am I looking for? What am I getting out of it?
There's some people who have a lot of brand loyalty, and they do. Like, you might not be one of those people.
Wendy's got massive exposure over it, and that's probably what they were looking for, and it worked.
And I'll probably stop over there right after dance class tonight. Yeah, get a frosty. Yeah,
just because of this, we get a high five everyone there. Nice. Who runs your social?
They probably don't even know about it. Thanks, Sheila. Bye. As clouds are coming in from the west, getting dark, and we'll see some showers and maybe thunderstorm by this afternoon. I'm kind of triggered at this next topic because every day around 4 in the afternoon when my daughter's getting antsy, we try to do this game, and it's called Clean Up, Clean Up. All I do is clean up, clean up, and we sing this song, and we try to clean. And then you're talking about this whole thing that happened at Duran Beach. I'm like, all I want to do is clean up. I don't want to clean anything anymore because that's what we do all the time.
So triggered. Hey, when you have a toddler, there's no way your house is going to be clean.
I know.
You can sing every song you want.
Clean up.
It ain't going to work. I wonder if they were singing this at Duran Eastman. So I guess last year, 109 people volunteered to help remove trash. Garbage.
Clean up, clean up.
And tomorrow so happens to be Earth Day, too. So yeah. I know a lot of companies, businesses are doing that team building thing where they go out and try to clean up.
Yeah.
We're doing it here at Odyssey.
Yeah.
But this whole thing at Duran Eastman is Mission continues, a veteran service and volunteer organization. So they do this every year. Last year, they had 109 participants remove 340 pounds of trash. This year, it happened on Saturday, and I don't have the numbers, though. They were trying to beat that number.
Beat the 109 people?
Yeah, and 340 pounds of trash. They wanted to pick up more. Now, that's 340 pounds of trash, is that a lot or not?
No, not really.
They were making it sound like it's a lot of trash.
Well, it's a lot of little stuff, right? But that's 3 pounds per person out of 109 people. That's 300 pounds.
So that doesn't impress, that number doesn't shock you or impress you?
It does because it's not, it shocks me that it's not more. Because, you know, you see trash laying around, you're like, oh my God, this place is a dump. And
you know what drives me crazy? And I don't know, okay, this is going to sound curmudgeon old lady, but when I see like parts of Greece that, and I just speak of Greece because I live in Greece.
Yeah.
That is so trashed up and I'm like, what do our taxes go to? Tax dollars go to? Isn't it supposed to keep it clean? Pick up! Who's the, is it volunteers? Is it only... I saw a lady riding her bike over the weekend, and she had a trash bag with her. She's riding her bike down Flynn Road, and she would stop every once in a while and pick up trash.
Really?
I'm like...
Good for her.
That is very good for her. I'm like, wow. You lady, know, that's pretty impressive.
I think your town money is going towards more pressing and important things like fixing roads and, you know, and
it
all
should
the
go to picking up trash too, though.
Invisible stuff that, you know what? I remember when they built that intersection at Lake Avenue and Ridgeway, you know, and where and Ridge, where it's like that weird thing after that big tanker truck explosion accident took out some houses. Remember that? And they built this median in there. And they're all happy about it, but then it went to crap. And the reason was what it took to close traffic and make it safe for the lanes and nobody getting hurt just to clean it was astronomical. Yeah,
there was no planning in that. No planning for the future.
So
in that
if,
one.
If you want your if you want a road cleaned alongside the roads, and there's a you know procedure that has to happen to keep people safe.
Or you hire the lady on her bike because she was doing it just fine.
Yeah, yeah, and she gets knocked off. That would be a lawsuit.
It's like wow.
There's a lady. It's somebody you know, a gal that we are neighbors with up on our campground, and we're up on the beach. It's all rocky beach up on Lake Ontario, and every single day she is out there. Picking stuff up that hasn't happened to wash up on the beach. And I always feel guilty. Like, why aren't I out there?
Wait,
she's pulling
weeds,
she's pulling trash.
Hold on. You feel guilty, not guilty enough to actually go and help her, though.
That is correct.
Yeah. I think it takes a special person to do that.
Yeah.
Because, I don't. I same thing. And I think a lot of us feel like, oh, man, yeah, thank you to that woman. But I ain't doing that. Are you doing the cleanup with the station tomorrow? Good for you.
Yeah. Are you?
No, I have to take the ladies out to the spot, the Del Monte.
Good timing.
I didn't plan it.
While we're doing the Greentopia thing, you're going to get your face steamed?
Yes. With listeners. I have to take out the listeners. We're going to the spa, the Del Monte. Who
what
is
time,
it? It's
what
Mary
it?
And Kristen.
What we're, time is that at?
We're going...
4:30, something like that?
Yeah, but I got to prep the show. Oh. I can't. There's no way I'm throwing the morning out because I'm not going to get home till late.
It's a lot of fun.
We got a whole spa trip.
I know, you poor thing.
That is kind of crazy.
Look, you're going to get your nails done, and I'm going to break a nail. That's great.
You're representing
yes,
the show.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Because you have all that guilt watching that other lady up
at
the
that's
lake.
Right. That's where I redeem myself by cleaning up the High Falls area with some of my fun coworkers.
So the next time you see her cleaning up the beach, you can be like, hey, yeah, I get you. I feel you. I did
right,
my
I got
time.
It. I got it covered at the High Falls. We're good.
Yep.
The Buzz.
I just want to say thank you to our kind of intern, Sabrina. What did you learn today?
Don't
put her on the spot.
That
like
radio is very fun.
Oh, my God. That was putting her on the spot.
If you just said nothing, I would have been happy with that. Anyway, best of luck to all you in the senior class at Mercy, okay?
Wait, I don't leave till 10.
Huh? What?
I don't leave till 10.
You, what?
I don't leave till 10.
You don't leave till 10? Well, me neither.
Because I need 13 hours.
Yeah, that's fine.
No,
yeah.
Listen, yeah. Sabrina, Scott pieces out right after the show. So yeah. You'll just be hanging out in the studio
by yourself. You can do the commercial-free 98 with us. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay, good. All right. Anyway. All right, so it is coming up on that. And we'll do 98 straight minutes commercial-free right here on The Buzz to get your morning started off, right?
Yeah, if you miss anything from the show, just listen to the podcast. It's wherever you find your podcasts, Pisano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz. And anything you see today that seems a little, that could be a good jerk or justified. Mm-hmm. Let us know. Reach out to us on the voice memo on our free Audacy app, AUDACY, or you can message me directly, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com.
Spisano and Sandy, like your neighbors. If your neighbors had a microphone, 98.9 The Buzz.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.